I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, March 29th. Quincy City Councilor at Large Noel DeBona has announced that he is running for Norfolk County Register of Deeds this year. DeBona announced on social media yesterday that he's taken out nomination papers to run for Register of Deeds, where he's worked for the past 3 years. DeBona says he needs 1,000 signatures by April 30th in order to get on the ballot. It is unclear if current Register of Deeds William O'Donnell will seek re-election this year. O'Donnell has been Register of Deeds since 2002. DeBona has been on the Quincy City Council since 2016. He served as City Council President in 2022 and 2023. Before working at the Registry of Deeds, DeBona also worked at the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office. Quincy Ward 5 City Councilor Dan Minton wants the old MBTA bus garage on Hancock Street turned into open space when the T moves out. Minton will introduce an order at Monday night City Council meeting requesting that the property at 954 Hancock Street be rezoned from Residence D to open space, because he says the surrounding property is already open space. Mayor Thomas Koch has said he wants the MBTA to give the land to the city and then create an indoor sports complex at that location. The T will be moving out of the location once the new bus garage, being built along Bergen Parkway at the former Lowe's store location, is completed. A contract resets with the manufacturer of new red and orange line trains now sets the end of 2027 as the latest completion target for the Maline project, adds up to $148 million in allowable costs and forgives tens of millions of dollars more in penalties. After a year-long review of the T's contract with CRRC, a team of advisors recommended the transit agency continue its work with the Chinese manufacturer despite repeated disruptions, but alter the agreement to include the new incentives and deadlines. MBTA officials did reach the settlements with CRRC yesterday that will increase what the agency pays for all new red and orange line fleets by as much as $148 million, which would account for higher than expected costs linked to the pandemic and supply chain problems. The agreement will also waive about $90 million in penalties that the manufacturer faces for delays so far. Another $37 million in damages would remain in place, but the updated contract sets incentives that could effectively dismiss those charges as well if CRRC meets the new targets. The company faces the new deadlines to deliver all Orange Line trains by September 2025 and all Red Line cars by the end of 2027, in both cases several years later than the original deadlines. Many MBTA commuters are happy to hear about the new reduced fares for low-income riders. A lot of daily riders can spend nearly $100 a month, but now some will be able to cut that price tag in half. Starting as early as this summer, the T Board of Directors just approved a discounted rate of 50% or more on all modes of transportation, whether it's subway, bus, commuter rail, or ferry. The MBTA says anyone making less than 200% of the federal poverty level is eligible for the reduced fare. That applies to somebody making about $30,000 a year, or a family of four with an income of about $62,000 a year or less. The T estimates more than 60,000 people will be eligible for the reduced rate. Governor Mara Healey has proposed allocating about $45 million in her budget to get the program going. Riders who are eligible for the reduced fare can apply online. The T also plans to partner with community groups to have stations set up to help people sign up in person as well. Town of Milton pushing back against a lawsuit from the state filed last month to force the town to comply with a law requiring commuting communities to rezone near MBTA stops to support additional housing. Milton was the last community to comply with the MBTA Communities Act last December, But then voters rejected the change to the town's zoning bylaws in February, putting the town out of compliance. Attorney General Andrea Campbell has since sued the town. Governor Charlie Baker signed the law back in 2021. Milton is designated as one of 12 rapid transit communities due to its proximity to the Mattapan Trolley. As such, the town is required to rezone to allow for multifamily housing to be built near transit centers. Town's attorneys filed a response to Campbell's lawsuit this week, claiming her office doesn't have the authority to enforce zoning ordinances. The town's answer and counterclaim also challenged the law itself. In a statement to residents, Milton Board of Selectmen said there are still many legal questions about the law, and they say Campbell's suit came 2 weeks after the town voted to reject the change to the bylaws, which didn't give them enough time to come together as a community to plan their next steps. In addition to the lawsuit, the state also said it would take dollars away from Milton if they refused to comply, including more than $140,000 to improve the seawall at Milton Landing. The case is expected to be heard by the state Supreme Court in the fall. Police issuing a warning yesterday after a 77-year-old woman lost $9,500 in a new twist to the so-called grandparent scam that involved a courier sent to her home. The victim, a Hingham resident, was first contacted by a scammer who claimed to be her grandson on Monday. Later, another caller who claimed to be a federal agent instructed the victim to put cash in a bag, staple it shut, and give it to a so-called agent who came to her home to pick up the package. Police say the woman complied. The next day, the same agent called her and told her that the woman had a miscarriage and that lawyers are now involved. They demanded an additional $5,000, at which point the woman became suspicious and called a relative who instructed her to call police. An officer went to the victim's home and was present as the scammers continued to call. When the courier arrived, officers confronted the driver, who said he was hired through a rideshare app to collect the package and deliver it to an address in another state. Police do not believe the driver was involved in the scam, and the case remains under investigation. Well, the North Quincy branch of the Thomas Crane Public Library will be hosting Solar Viewing Fun Saturday from 3 to 4:30 p.m., weather permitting. Participants will use sunoculars or a solar telescope to look at the sun. The event is free and no registration is required. Reminder, shuttle buses will replace MBTA Red Line service this weekend between Broadway and JFK UMass stations on the Ashmont Line and between Broadway and North Quincy stations on the Braintree Line. The commuter rail will be fare-free between Braintree, Quincy Center, JFK UMass, and South Station. Check of business news. Stocks are mixed. The Dow up 42, NASDAQ dropped 20, the S&P adding 5. Asian stocks mostly higher. The dollar and the euro were down, and oil at $83 a barrel. In sports, Celtics lose in Atlanta, 123-122 in overtime. They'll be in New Orleans against the Pelicans tomorrow at 5. Bruins are in Washington against the Capitals tomorrow night at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service, showers tapering off later today and a high 51 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, low of 38. Tomorrow, partly sunny and windy, a high of 54. For Sunday, some morning clouds, then some afternoon sun, still breezy, high 54. Partly sunny, 56 on Monday. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, northwest winds, 15 to 20, gusting to 25, at a high tide, 3:03 p.m. Sunrise, 6:30, set at 7:07. A traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open Friday at 1 p.m. and Saturday at 6 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, March 29th.